Did you ever feel like what you learned in law school didn't prepare you for the world of running a law practice? Law school didn't teach us how to start our practices the right way so that we could scale them into a thriving business. We didn't learn how to make sure that our businesses would meet our financial goals and provide the type of lifestyle we deserve. After 10 years, I was fed up with struggling in my practice and decided to begin a journey to scaling a successful practice that would actually allow me to finally live the life I've always dreamed of. I invite you to listen in on the conversations I'm having with some of the most successful solo and small firm practitioners, along with leading business entrepreneurs, and share how I am implementing what I am learning, all with the goal of helping you take control of your practice and your life. This is The Law Entrepreneur. Hey there, fellow law entrepreneurs. Welcome to episode 256 of The Law Entrepreneur. I'm Neil Tyra, your host once again. Today, my guest is Paul Garabian, and Paul is the technical force and driving force behind a company called Noda, which is a platform that works with M&T Bank to provide a complete solution to your IOLTA trust management challenge, which, as we know as attorneys, is really one of the most important challenges that we have. It's fraught with the opportunity for bad things to occur. So it's great to have somebody like Paul and his company who create a solution that resolves some of those problems. So I'm really happy to have Paul on the program and delighted for him to share what Noda is all about. I should point out, I did forget to ask him this question, and we covered it in the post-interview discussion, and that is, what does it cost? Well, you're going to be interested to know that it doesn't cost you anything. So if you are eligible for this service, in other words, you have to be able to use an M&T account. So you have to be in a geographical location that will use an M&T, that can use an M&T bank account. You can add this solution on top of that at no cost. So it's really an interesting proposition. And as you'll hear in the interview, Paul goes on to say that they hope to roll out the service in a broader nationwide effort going forward. So it's worth keeping an eye on. So with that long-winded introduction, let me get out of the way and let's talk with Paul Garabian. Paul Garabian, welcome to The Law Entrepreneur.
Great to be here, Neil. Thanks for having me.
I'm delighted to have you with us today, Paul. Tell our audience a little bit about yourself and how you came to be where you are today.
Happy to. So I am with Noda, trustnoda.com, which is powered by M&T Bank. My background is, I've been in technology my entire career, predominantly fintech, payments, capital markets. A little over a year ago, I partnered with M&T Bank to launch their first fintech, which focuses on solo attorneys and helping them reduce the headaches of compliance and IOLTA type of use cases that they have to deal with as part of their practice.
Well, I know that M&T Bank here on the East Coast, principally around the Washington, D.C. area where I'm located, I know they're always looked at as one of the great vendors for hosting your IOLTA trust account. So I think you're in good hands in that regard. What was the challenge that both you and M&T Bank saw that needed to be addressed?
So, it starts with, first of all, aligning on your mission and aligning with your values. That's one thing that myself as an entrepreneur and M&T have in common. You focus on, your values. And one of our values is really creating value for our customers, for our users. And, M&T is a community bank and has been, one of two financial institutions that have had 40 years of consecutive profitable quarters, including 2008, which was unheard of in the industry. And the reason that's happening is that they're not focused on short-term gains. They're focused on creating long-term value for their community. And they just happen to be a bank. And the way this pain point with IOLTA got identified is that, the team did some analysis and they realized that attorney clients, existing M&T attorney clients, have a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety around being compliant with IOLTAs.
As well, they should.
And yeah, as you know, right? And there is some ambiguity, and this ambiguity varies from state to state. And so, you know, the team said, hey, you know, why don't we focus on creating value for our users? Attorneys are part of our community and an essential part of this community to help create more social justice. And so solo attorneys kind of do that. So if we can help them solve this relationship, this will create value for them and also attract additional, you know, small law firms in exchange for this value to give us their business relationship or banking relationship.
Yeah. So for me, it's pretty obvious what an IOLTA account has to do and has to accomplish on behalf of the attorney. You know, it's a place to hold your client's funds until you earn them. There are a lot of reporting requirements that go hand in hand with that. How is the business that you've created, how is that addressing that need?
Yeah, so the pain point on the surface is fairly straightforward. You know, you have to have two bank accounts as a practicing attorney. And I know your audience is really focused on kind of learning the entrepreneurship side of things. And, you know, that's really my background. And so I'm kind of, you know, related to this. So for any business, you need to have an operating account. And as a practicing attorney, for certain practice types like real estate, like personal injury, like, you know, family law and immigration law, there are a few others, but those are the predominantly four. You have to have an IOLTA account, which is basically funds that don't belong to you. You have to put them into a trust account. And then as you know, certain activities take place, those funds get dispersed. And then the funds that you earned as an attorney can get deposited to your operating account. And so there are some complexities with the way to track those funds. And especially as you have multiple cases, multiple clients, they all kind of get commingled in this one IOLTA account, which is problematic, you know? And so what we've done, we've almost created like sub envelopes, sub accounts with a very simple user experience for attorneys to track and see, you know, different clients and associate those different clients with a particular transaction, which makes it very simple for them to do it within their bank account. And then at the end of the month, at the end of the quarter, they can print a report that shows a three-way account reconciliation. And in case they get audited or, you know, called in question, they always have the proof to kind of provide that three-way account reconciliation, which we can talk about in more detail.
So in doing so, does that eliminate the need for an attorney to maintain separate accounting software that would otherwise perform that leveling structure function? Because I know, for instance, myself, that I use QuickBooks, and for my IOLTA account, I create a sub-trust account for each client to identify what funds are in that client's account. But physically, the reality is it's all in one, you know, bank account held at the bank. So is this solution, does that resolve the need to have a separate accounting software to handle that aspect of it?
So honestly, you just asked $1 million question. So to run a, and I know your listeners are very in tune to this. So let me just first outline what we at Nota believe. At Nota, we believe you need to have to, you know, if you were starting a practice today, right, and you were just, you know, left the firm or, you know, graduated from law school and decided to do it. But most people, you know, as you know, kind of go work for a few years somewhere and then gain the experience and then go branch out on their own. So we already talked about the bank accounts. No matter what, you need to have those two bank accounts, the trust account, the IOLTA account, and your operating account. My recommendation would be that you have a practice management solution because there is a lot of value and scale that you will gain by using it. You probably still need QuickBooks for some users because this is, you know, to put together your books. But we have certain users that, you know, use QuickBooks in addition to Nota. And Nota, kind of think of it as a three-legged stool, right? You've got the bank accounts, you have PMS, you have QuickBooks, and Nota sits right there in the middle. And it's the place where you can, it's a one place where you can go in and deal with all your IOLTA needs. The difference between Nota and QuickBooks is that we were explicitly built the solution for attorneys and, you know, significantly simplified the user experience. So I guess long way of answering your question, it's a matter of preference. If you wanted to continue to use QuickBooks because you're just accustomed to it, for other needs of the business, the operating side of it, you can continue to do it. If you choose not to use it, like some of our clients, you can just use Nota and not have the need for QuickBooks.
Yeah, so I can see, for instance, a lot of our listeners use practice management tool platform called Clio, which I'm sure you're familiar with. And Clio has a billing function built into it, as do many other practice management systems. So if you were to adopt Nota for your IOLTA needs, and you did your billing from inside your practice management system, I can see that that would reduce your need on a third-party accounting package such as QuickBooks, because you've got it all taken care of in those two platforms. But you're right. I guess if you want to continue to manage your operating account in terms of budget definitions and being able to track where you're spending your money, against that budget, if you can't do that in your practice management system, you may still need to use something like QuickBooks.
I honestly think that it's a matter of preference. By the way, we have an integration with QuickBooks, and my team is currently working on integrations with practice management solutions, including Clio.
Okay.
So our goal is to simplify that process for them and make sure that they're not doing double entry when it comes to client matters.
Well, that's the key. If you have that integration available to the user with some accounting packages like QuickBooks, and you're starting to develop similar integrations with practice management systems like Clio, then really once you get that connected in line, Nota, it seems to me, provides that extra layer of security for you to know that you're managing the IOLTA portion in a way that's absolutely compliant with your bar association's requirements.
Neil, we should hire you into our product or marketing department, because you just nailed it. I mean, that's exactly what it is. It's that peace of mind. It's that insurance, that solution where you know that you can, we believe that, look, first of all, most of my team are folks that came from the financial industry, are bankers. And the core competency of bankers is compliance, accounting, and finance. And we want to reduce all the overhead that solo and small firms have to allocate to those three topics over time. So that way they worry more about practicing law and servicing their clients and worrying less about compliance, accounting, or financial issues. That's really the mission for Nota.
Yeah. Well, my ability to kind of piece that together really just comes from the fact that I'm a techie by nature. So that's the solution I'm looking for, is how you put these pieces together to provide an end-to-end workflow that gives you that level of security and functionality that you may not otherwise have if you did it in piecemeal function.
Exactly. And like, QuickBooks integration is already in place. We have low-pay integration as well. We're currently working on integrations with Clio and other key practice management providers. So having that unified experience in one place for, busy attorneys, we believe we're creating value this way. And another thing that's very unique about Nota, Neil, is that we are co-creating the product with the community that we serve. So we have a very relentless focus on hearing from our users, incorporating their feedback. So, for example, we had a feature that was built that was mentioned about 3 weeks ago, and I think last Thursday it went live. So, I personally got an email from one of our users basically saying, "Paul, this is unbelievable. Where I feel like I have Team Nota is an extension of my tech team, basically."
Well, and that's an important criteria to have and to live up to, because the more you are attuned with your clients, the better your product is going to be for those clients. Today's episode of The Law Entrepreneur is brought to you by my friends at Spotlight Branding. For many years, marketing companies have focused on funnels that run for a short time, often leaving dozens of leads behind that didn't make a decision yet. Spotlight Branding has found a better way. It's called a content loop, and it's changing the way attorneys think about their marketing. This system nurtures your leads in perpetuity with quality, evergreen content that elevates your credibility and helps the rest of your marketing actually work. If you're interested in learning more, head over to spotlightbranding.com/TLE, as in the law entrepreneur, to learn more about the content loop and how it can revolutionize your law firm's marketing. Spotlight Branding, more referrals, better clients, higher return on investment. Now, if you've been a listener of this podcast for any time, you know that I sing the praises of Ruby all the time because they're really responsible in my own practice for helping me grow my business, deliver personalized experience to my clients, you know, building customer loyalty, really, in terms of having a consistent front-facing office partner in Ruby, and allows me to stay connected anywhere, anytime to my business through their services. So I can't say enough about Ruby. I'm delighted to have them and continue to have them as a sponsor of this podcast. And this episode of The Law Entrepreneur is sponsored by Daylight, the all-in-one contact relationship manager, or CRM. I've been using Daylight for well over 10 years now, and it's the best CRM for business on the Mac and iPhone. And despite having a case management platform that I'm very happy with, I still use Daylight to handle all of my many other law firm needs. When you're running your own law firm, it can be difficult to stay on top of follow-ups, keep track of details and communication, and stay aware of what needs to be done next on each project. Daylight organizes everything in one place, so you don't have to rely on your memory to keep it all straight. If you're feeling like it's time to upgrade from spreadsheets to a CRM, check out Daylight. You can download it from the App Store or visit www.marketcircle.com and try it free for 30 days. On top of that, you can get your first month free when you tell them you heard about Daylight here on The Law Entrepreneur. Daylight by Market Circle, staying top of mind without the stress. Let me ask you, are there some specialized reporting capabilities built into the Nota platform?
So that is an area we're focused on, but currently, you know, we try to make this very simple so you don't have to print bank statements. You know, this is the bank statements already incorporated into Nota because Nota is basically sits on top of your IOLTA account. Same functionality we're extending to the operating account because our users are starting to ask for it as well. They're saying, hey, the ability to run those reports within my trust accounts, I want to be able to run within my operating account. So, but reporting capabilities is something that we're, you know, planning to expand on. But, you know, there are more pressing features like the integrations you and I talked about, like the, you know, check printing is another piece that, you know, functionality that users are asking for, and extending functionality to the operating account. Those are the three areas we're currently focused.
Are there any limitations in terms of being able to use this system in different jurisdictions? Like, I know M&T Bank is physically located here in the Mid-Atlantic area, but if I'm out on the West Coast, I'm not even sure. Are they physically located there, or are there any kind of limitations in that respect?
No, so that's another excellent question, Neil. So I personally, you know, I live in California, Southern California, and my team is dispersed throughout the U.S. and also internationally. So we're a global team with a global mindset. So currently, we're only recruiting users to use Nota that are in M&T footprint, which is 9 states. And those are, you know, predominantly in the Northeast and Florida. But in the second half of the year, we're planning to roll out our offering internationally so we can service clients, you know, in California or Texas or anywhere else.
Oh, that's interesting. So will that, maybe you can't answer this question, but will that be using another financial institution or partner?
So currently we are, you know, exclusive with M&T Bank. So to use Nota, you have to have an IOLTA account, trust account with M&T Bank, which can be done completely online. But in the future, we might consider, you know, adding additional financial institutions as partners. But there is a good chance that we'll be able to, you know, we believe we can service clients better with just, you know, one provider. So that decision will be made towards the end of the year.
Interesting. So we mentioned briefly the types of practice areas that would benefit from using Noda. And I know, I mean, I'm trying to think, are there some practice areas that don't require IOLTA accounts? I'm showing my own ignorance here. I just thought every attorney.
No, you know, actually, most people wouldn't know, but we looked into this, so I'm probably informed to answer that question. So, given the complexity of IOLTA accounts, number of most practicing attorneys will avoid the IOLTA if they can. There are some practice areas that probably will, you know, that's almost impossible to do by the virtue of those cases. So those are, you know, I'll name a few now. Those are real estate, personal injury, some criminal cases, family and estate planning, business and estate planning, and some immigration attorneys as well. So anytime you have to hold a client funds, they have to go into an IOLTA account. So we believe that IOLTAs are, you know, a great practice. There is a wonderful reason why they exist, but we want to simplify that process for our users by basically taking most, if not all, of that burden on us, you know, on their behalf as a service. That's kind of the mission there. But I would say, with, you know, at this point, several thousand attorneys that we spoke with, you know, have made it very clear if they can avoid, you know, using an IOLTA, they will.
Yeah, I guess the practice areas that I've been associated with are all fall into the category of IOLTA users. So I've only ever known about managing an IOLTA account. But as a result, I also recognize that it's the one thing that you need to get absolutely correct. You know, you don't want any ambiguity. You don't want any kind of confusion about right, IOLTA account, because you know, it's really, really important to keeping your license.
Yes, and there are many, you know, we work with people that have gotten in trouble before, have gotten in front of those ethics committees, and it's not a fun experience. And we also have our users that recently got audited, so to speak, or called in front of the ethics committee, and all they have to do is just print the report that shows the three-way account reconciliation, and that was it. You know, it's just, that's the peace of mind that we've talked about.
Yeah. So is there an onboarding process that you go through with your users, or how does one get started using Noda?
Yeah, we try to make it straightforward, and really that's our mission, Neil. So my team is currently, you know, 20 people. We're planning to double our size of the team this year. And so the way that works, we try to make it as headache-free as possible, right? So first step is you go to trustnota.com, you schedule a 15-minute appointment with my team. We'll first look at your needs and make sure that you're a fit for what we're doing. Because at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we can create value for you, and we can exceed your needs. So that's the first step. In that process, assuming everything checks out, we will initiate the process to open a bank account, which usually takes a couple of days. And at that point, as soon as the bank account is open, we open up, you know, activate your account online on trustnota.com, and you're up. You know, we have an onboarding session with you, help you go through your, you know, transactions that you have, you know, help you answer some questions, train you on a platform, help you with the process, take as much of that burden on as we can at the end of the day to make sure that you're in good standing going forward.
I can see how that would be very useful if a new attorney or just getting started as a solo or small firm practitioner, just creating my accounts. What about for existing attorneys who have, you know, a fairly significant practice and have hundreds of clients within their IOLTA structure? How easy is it for them to take advantage of this platform?
Yeah, with our community, with our users, we've co-created functionality to import all those client matters into Noda so you don't have to manually enter them. And our customer success team actually handles that process. So we just export that out from the existing, you know, system, whether that's practice management, QuickBooks, or their bank statements, enter that into Noda. So as you kind of come in, you have that, you don't have to double enter any of that.
Oh, so you make it really pretty straightforward and pretty easy.
That's the mission, you know, make it easy. So we have to stress about the IOTA so you don't have to.
Well, I think that I'm trying to think if I have any other questions about it. I think we've covered all aspects of managing your trust account. Have I missed anything? Have I forgotten something that you want to expand upon?
No, just the last thing, Neil, I think, you know, your mission to your readers, I think is wonderful. You know, I believe personally that, and the reason what attracted me to Noda and its mission is actually we believe by, you know, empowering the attorneys. And there is a really scary stat that I've read from the Clio annual report that basically says only 31% of, you know, solo small attorney law firms spend only 31% of their time on billable tasks. And another scary stat is that especially in underserved communities and underbanked communities, only, you know, more than 85% of the legal matters get unaddressed. And so we believe our mission is to empower the solo and small lawyers, take the burden of compliance, accounting, and finance away from them so they can practice more law and provide more social good to all communities that they serve.
Well, I think it's a really interesting platform, and you know, the alignment of mission statements is important because as I go around the country and talk to attorneys, and even on my own bar association listservs, you hear a lot of chatter about attorneys who feel like their bank isn't really supporting them when it comes to managing their trust account. And they're very worried that they're doing it the right way and that they're following best practices and keep, you know, their accounts up to date so that they can avoid any problems with the Bar Association. So to have a platform such as Noda, whose mission is simply to relieve the attorney from that burden and to act as a conduit for the information, I think is really important and will probably resonate with a lot of our audience.
Wonderful. I certainly hope so, Neil. And, you know, our mission is to serve our clients with innovative tech, with integrations, and with also specialists that really understand their business. I think that's the last thing I want to kind of leave your audience with, is that any tools, as if you're starting a new practice or if you have an existing practice, look for best-in-class solutions that will help you become more productive. I personally want our attorneys to double that number, where they're spending 60% or plus of their time helping their clients instead of dealing with some things that are not adding value to the community. So that's the mission that my team and I are on. And I'm hoping that by, you know, with partnership with other folks in the ecosystem, we'll be able to achieve that mission in the coming years to come.
Well, I think it's a need that really does need to be addressed, and I'm glad to see that you are doing so. Tell our audience how they may reach out to you if they want to follow up with the conversation today and maybe even become a client of Noda.
Well, they can email me, paul@trustnoda.com, or book a 15-minute session with an IOTA guru on my team. Trustnoda.com, book a demo. There is a calendar that you can choose a time that's most convenient for you and have a 15-minute conversation. It's not a sales call. It's, think of it as an educational session. And if we feel that, you know, Noda is a good fit for you, we'll be delighted to work.
Well, terrific. We'll have all that information in our show notes. And Paul, again, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today on The Law Entrepreneur. And I wish you all the luck going forward.
Thank you, Neil. Thanks for having me.
Well, there you have it, Law Entrepreneurs. Thanks for being with us today and with this episode of The Law Entrepreneur. I want to thank our sponsors, as usual, Ruby Receptionists, Daylight, and Spotlight Branding. Make sure you swing on by our website at thelawentrepreneur.com or visit our Facebook page or Twitter account. You can find us anywhere by just searching on The Law Entrepreneur. Also, if you'd be kind enough, I'd love it if you could go to your podcast application and leave us a rating and a review. It helps with our visibility and it helps ensure that we're there to be found when people come looking for podcasts in the legal space. So once again, thanks for being a part of today's episode of The Law Entrepreneur.